You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a very informative and maybe controversial episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. I didn't know if you were done or not. And this is episode number 646. And yeah, I wonder if this will be controversial. I'm sure to some folks it will be.
Have you ever thought about chasing an ambulance? Have you ever wondered if that accident scene could use some evidence or data? Have you ever seen lots of drones over an accident scene? Well, how would you feel if you were in an accident and saw a bunch of drones hovering overhead? Well, that's the basis of today's question. And how you frame the question is very interesting, because many people will say it's unethical to ambulance chase. And some lawyers have argued it's the only way to obtain evidence that was unobtainable. That's the focus of today's show. Rob, let's hear the question.
Hey, Ask Drone You. My name is Scott Crescia. I'm a fireman located in Pennsylvania. I want to know the legalities of flying your drone over emergency scenes. We've had several incidents where there has been civilians and licensed drone operators flying their drones over emergency scenes, car accidents, house fires. And I want to know the legalities of it. This is an increasing problem for us on the fire ground.
Yeah, Scott, I can imagine, especially for you first responders or you emergency personnel that are out there working these scenes, probably don't want to see these drones flying overhead. You don't really know what's going on, don't know who they are, don't know if the pilots are good pilots, feels unsafe, probably uneasy. I mean, there's just not really anything good about them being there flying above you.
So the question is ambulance chasing, or case running, as the legal term would call it, illegal? And in actuality, it is illegal in 21 states in the U.S. and in Washington, D.C. Now, there are many phrases used to refer to these people: case runner, caper, solicitors, steers, or colloquially, an ambulance chaser. Those who have dealt with these people before know that know them by another name.
Uh-oh.
Bottom feeders.
Ooh.
A car accident is not the only place where these people have been known to show up themselves. And any time a natural disaster occurs, these people show up and attempt to find business from a doctor or lawyer for whom they represent. The question is it legal? Now, we've seen a lot of drone footage in national disaster areas and whatnot, and you've got to be really careful, because if a TFR is released and you're flying, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So although there is a difference, you know, there is the freedom of press, there is the freedom of the First Amendment, and the media likes to ensure that they get footage of these damaged areas. But sometimes it's not legal. Before I even go further, Rob, if you were in a car accident with this fame that you've acquired, how would you feel if you saw a bunch of drones flying overhead after you got in a car accident?
Well, yeah, assuming it's fairly serious, I'm probably not paying attention. But if I'm aware, yeah, I don't want drones flying above me. I just, again, they're distracting and potentially gathering data and information that I don't want them to have. And I do understand that there could be some evidence garnered from that process that would not be able to be obtained later, right? There's basically one chance.
That is true. And I could definitely see the police using in the future drones to map scenes to gather data and understand.
Yeah. Emphasis on the police using.
Yeah, emphasis on the police using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that you could really showcase a privacy violation as you're probably in public places. But I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on this one, because I read another lawyer's post who said, you know, is it unethical? Is it wrong? Is it shady? Yes. But in some cases, I would not have had evidence that would have proven my client correct.
Let me ask you this. Is there an appropriate channel to go through to be able to fly a scene like this? So, for example, to connect with the police department, the fire department, and become sort of their go-to, or
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I think it would be a good thing to set that up. I would love to see police agencies mapping crime scenes because I think that it's one of those things that could really speed up crime scenes. But the other issue is if you've got a crime scene on a highway and you're trying to map it, you can't really fly over moving vehicles, you know, technically. if the vehicles are stationary, it's another story. So it's really interesting. So the question is, you know, is it illegal? And in some states it is. Alabama, no. Alaska, no. Arizona, yes. It is fraudulent to practice and unlawful for a person to knowingly employ, use, or act as a runner, caper, or steerer. Arkansas, it is illegal. California, it is illegal. They say it is unlawful for any person or individual capacity or in a capacity as a public or private employee or for any firm, corporation, partnership, or association to act as a runner or caper for any attorneys or to solicit any business for any attorneys in and about state prisons, county jails, city prisons, and any other places of detention of persons, city receiving hospitals, city and county receiving hospitals, superior courts, and any public institution or any public place or upon any public street or highway or in and about private hospitals, sanitariums, or in and about any private institution or upon private property of any character whatsoever.
Wow. So some of these states have pretty explicit rules against this.
Colorado says no. A law has been discussed, but nothing has been passed. Connecticut, it is illegal. Delaware, it is not. Florida, it is illegal. Georgia, it is illegal. Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, it is not. Iowa, no. Kansas, yes, it's illegal. Kentucky, yes, it's illegal. Louisiana, yes, it's illegal. Maine and Maryland, no. Massachusetts, yes. Michigan, yes. Minnesota, yes. Mississippi, yes. Missouri and Montana, no. Nebraska, yes. Nevada, yes. New Hampshire, no. New Jersey, yes. New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, and Ohio, no. Oklahoma, yes. Oregon, no. And Pennsylvania, for our caller, it is illegal.
So again, we are talking specifically about quote unquote ambulance chasing.
Yes. So in fact, let me define that for this. The
Good
term
idea.
Ambulance chaser is often used as a catch-all stereotype for personal injury attorneys, lawyers who follow ambulances on the scene of an accident or to a hospital, harassing victims and their families with hopes of signing them up as clients. A car accident is not the only place where these people have been known to show up themselves. Anytime natural disaster occurs, I've already talked about that. It has been noted that runners will make informants out of hospital staff, police department employees, or even tow truck drivers who give out the personal information of accident victims. Mm-hmm. It is unclear how often this occurs, but is akin to drug smugglers having informants with DEA, and if true, creates a maelstrom of problems for those just trying to recover from their injuries and recoup from the damages caused.
So the pilots that are flying drones over these scenes that Scott described, they may or may not actually fall under the category of an ambulance chaser. There's really
true.
There'd be no way to know until after the fact, really, and kind of what their intentions were, as determined by what they do with the data they obtain, I guess.
And that's the thing, though, because, you know, these laws are really calculated in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if some state that if you collect any data and sell it, that you are under this category,
yeah.
And other states do not say that.
Right.
So even though I've said yes and no, it's based off of this website that we're reading right now. And in all honesty, I think it's one of those things that it seems morally wrong. It seems just unethical. But for example, in Pennsylvania, a fraudulent insurance act includes but is not limited to acts or omissions committed by any person who knowingly and with intent to injure, defraud, or deceive. They employ, use, or act as runners, capers, or steerers with the intent to falsely or fraudulently obtain benefits under a contract of insurance or to falsely or fraudulently assert a claim against an insured or an insurer for providing services to the client, patient, or customer.
Hmm.
So it's definitely a hairy mess.
Yeah,
and
it is.
By the way, guys, if I just recommend reaching out to a lawyer to get really the best answer for your state. Because there are other things, like in Texas, it says, yes, it's illegal for any contract for legal services voidable by the client if it is procured as a result of conducting violations of the laws of the state or the Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct and the state bar of Texas regarding baratry by attorneys or other persons, which is another term.
So, okay, so two things. One is maybe just kind of stepping away from all this legal mumbo jumbo is, what do the people on the ground that are taking care of the accident scene, what are their feelings about it? My hunch, and clearly our caller would suggest, please stay away. Again, it's distracting, it's potentially unsafe. But number two, what are the actual drone laws? So if you're a 107 pilot, if you're a 107 pilot, there's nothing that would tell you to stay away from a scene like that, other than flying over people.
Flying
obviously.
Over people, yielding to aircraft. So
if there's a helicopter in the
exactly,
air or something.
Yeah, this is like everything that we talk about, whether it's legal or illegal, it's wrong. Don't do it. Like, I don't get it. And listen to this. The American Bar Association lays down in their code of professional ethics the parameters by which attorneys should live in this regard. In Canon 28, it says that there is a disreputable to employ agents or runners for the purpose of bringing a lawsuit. So if you are providing data to someone for a lawsuit, you fall under this.
Right.
If a lawyer violates this canon, they can be disbarred.
Yeah. And I would imagine that we've reached the point where the likelihood is, if there's a drone above a scene like this, they have the intent of doing something like that.
Well, and yeah.
We don't know that.
The thing is, it's kind of like a loophole, because if you continue to read, the ethics applies to every lawyer, but less than half of the states have laws specifically pertaining to runners and capers.
Yeah.
When it comes to the difference between advertising and solicitation, however, this is not so clear.
Hmm.
So for lawyers and personal injury attorneys, it's a very fine line to walk. Parameters for allowable advertising were defined by the Supreme Court in Bates versus the state of Arizona. In this case, two lawyers had placed an ad in their local paper to highlight their firm. The State Bar of Arizona took it to trial and suspended them for 6 months. Lawyers appealed on the grounds that the ruling violated the Sherman Antitrust Act as well as the First Amendment. The Supreme Court sided with the lawyers in the 5-4 decision, stating in part that advertising would not hurt the judicial process and would supply customers with valuable information.
Mm.
See that valuable information, because again, if someone's mapping a scene, which is different than people taking photos and videos, if someone's mapping a scene, that could be very valuable data. But
that person, I would imagine, has already worked it out prior to that time that they can do that, or it's the police department themselves, or, you know, that would have been something that was acceptable, if you will.
Very true.
I would think.
Very true.
I would think.
The main thing to remember here is that the advertisement was indirect and not made as a result of the accident or disaster. When the ambulance chasing scenarios comes into play, is that we seek out the victims to personally harass them about using the attorneys or doctors from whom they are running for services. Hmm. So, listen to this. However, one such lawsuit in Kentucky actually ruled in favor of the solicitor, someone selling data.
Hmm.
With the judge saying that the prohibition of this practice was in violation of commercial free speech rights.
Wow.
Usually, even if solicitation is allowed, there is a 30-day protection from such solicitation, which could feel like harassment in the eyes of a person receiving it, but it is the specific part of the law that was struck down in Kentucky. So,
very interesting.
Yeah, it's just really interesting. It seems like morally and ethically it's wrong, but I could see where in some cases the information could be valuable to the parties involved.
Sure.
But it's not like they asked for people to show up and start flying.
Yeah, I'm sure there are certainly instances where that information became very helpful, even to the person who was in the accident or was a victim.
Yeah.
And they appreciated it after the fact. So it is a bit of a quandary, but from a drone pilot's perspective, pretty much should stay away.
True.
Yep.
I think, I messaged to people, why would you want to chase ambulances anyway? Like in this other article, this lawyer says he pays $250 for 5 photos.
Hmm.
And it's like, can't you make more money doing other things?
Yeah.
It just, I want to end and conclude on, like, I side with the firefighters here. Like if you're flying over, an ambulance scene, you're probably breaking rules anyway because you're flying over people.
Right.
And then the cops could arrest you, you know, for saying, well, you're violating 14 CFR 107, or just call the FAA and bring them down, and then they'll just revoke your license.
Yeah, and give you a big fine.
Yeah. And honestly, I hope they do. So,
absolutely.
And I know that's a little strong statement in this opinion, and I do understand how data could be useful for some situations. And I do understand the First Amendment, like rights, and also the freedom of the press. At the same time, ambulance chasing seems super, super unethical.
Yeah, the whole freedom of the press, or freedom of the press. I mean,
not sure it's even applicable.
It may be applicable, but who cares? Like, you're not bringing value to the people, to society. It's still not necessarily a good thing.
True. So, well, you could prove someone caused the accident versus what was being said. So there is that. But again, I'm just trying to like play both sides of the fence
here.
Yeah,
no, it's good. It's good to explore both sides for sure.
I really struggle with this. And to you guys out in Pennsylvania, I would confront people and just be like, you're flying over people. What are you doing? You can't do that. That's illegal. 14 CFR 107.
Well, and you're assuming obviously that the policemen are there, so they could certainly do that. I mean, they have the authority to go
do
that.
Like, and land it.
Right.
So, yeah, very, very interesting. It's definitely one of those kind of gray areas and depends on where you live.
Yeah, so it was a long way around, and I hope we have given you some insight, Scott, that you can work with.
I side with Scott, though, I'm just saying.
Yeah, definitely. Like we've said already on this show, just be respectful, if nothing else, of the guys and gals that are working hard to take care of people in those emergency scenes. It's bottom line.
Yep.
Cool. Yep.
Anyway, all right, guys. Well, thank you for watching. Let us know what you think. I'm actually very interested. Tweet us at TheDroneU. You can check us out on Instagram or email us support@thedroneu.com. Really do want to hear your thoughts. Very, very interested on this. If you are a DroneU member, feel free to write in the community and tag me. Very interested to hear your thoughts. So that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.